object I'm talking about today is the kukri, the national weapon of Nepal. I will be talking about it in the context of its local significance, how it connected Nepal to other parts of the world and influenced its relationships with other nations, and its cultural and religious significance, which factor into making it such an important weapon in world history. Kukri is a knife with an inwardly curved edge used both as a weapon and a tool. It is the weapon of the Nepalese army, the Royal Gurkha Rifles, and of all Gurkha regiments around the world. It is an exquisite piece of local craftsmanship that symbolizes pride and valor, which also represents the country and its culture. An average kukri is 10 to 15 inches in length with a steel blade and a wooden, bone or metal curved handle. Kukris used in world wars were mostly 16.5 inches and 18 inches, which is the size generally used in combat. The object you see is of the oldest known kukri. It belonged to Raja Draupada Saha, the king of Gorkha, and is housed in the National Museum in Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal. The ancestral home of the ruling house of Nepal, Gorkha was seized in 1559 by Draupada Saha, who established his own kingdom. He used the kukri in this conquest in 1559. The kukri played its part in the formation of Nepal from the consolidation of numerous petty principalities, which explains why it is the national weapon of the country. It was in 1767 when Prithvi Narayan Shah, king of Gorkha, invaded the Nepal Valley with an ethnically diverse military force that came to be known as the Gurkhas. The king of Kathmandu sought help from the British, and the East India Company sent a unit of soldiers in 1767 who were defeated by the Gurkhas. In September 1768, Kathmandu surrendered and Prithvi Narayan Shah merged the numerous factions into the state of Nepal and crowned himself the first king of unified Nepal. His troops defeated a much larger army, which has been largely accredited to the kukri. This was the beginning of the custom of the Nepali troops carrying a kukri. This custom spread to the Gurkhas later serving in the British and Indian armies. The kukri was also carried by the Assam Rifle Regiments and Burma Military Force. In the Burma campaign of the World War, the British troops that did not carry a machete carried a kukri. The Singapore Police Force have recently added a kukri to the weapons they carry. The kukri also played an important role in the Sino-Nepalese War 1788-1792, when Nepal invaded Tibet. The Nepalese army fought the Tibetan army with the kukri. The war was initially fought by the Nepali and Tibetan army over the trade dispute that arose because of coins of bad alloy struck by Nepal for Tibet. The Nepali army was initially successful in subduing the Tibetans. However, the involvement of the King Imperial Force turned the tide of the war. The Nepalese forces were eventually driven out and were forced to sign a peace treaty largely in China's favor. Tibet had been using Nepalese silver coins since the time of the Mullahs. When Prithvi Narayan Shah blocked trade of the Kathmandu Valley during his unification campaign, Kathmandu faced an economic crisis which the king tried to mitigate by minting low-quality coins mixed with silver. After Prithvi Narayan Shah conquered the valley, he reverted to pure silver coins. The Tibetans demanded that all the impure coins in circulation be replaced. However, Prithvi Narayan Shah wasn't willing to bear such a huge financial loss for something he wasn't responsible. However, he vouched that the newly minted coins were pure. His untimely demise in 1775 left the issue unresolved. Tibet had also started to spread rumors that it was in a position to attack Nepal. Yet another reason for the conflict was the low-quality salt being provided by the Tibetans to Nepal. A Nepalese delegation was sent to Tibet to resolve these issues, but the Nepalese demands were rejected by the Tibetans, which left Nepal with no choice but to launch attacks on Tibet. The Kukri came to the limelight in the Anglo-Nepalese War in 1814 as a result of boundary disputes and repeated raids by Gurkha columns into British East India Company territory. The British Governor General declared war on Nepal. The Gurkhas fought bravely with Kukris against much larger British forces with rifles. In one instance, 600 Gurkhas successfully held a fort against an English force of about 3,500. The British were never successful in conquering Nepal. They were, however, impressed by the combat skills and courage of the Gurkhas, which is how the Gurkhas got recruited to fight for the East India Company and have been serving in the British Army to this day. The Gurkhas remained loyal to the British throughout their rule in India. They fought in the Sepoy Mutiny in India in 1857. After Indian independence, the Gurkhas joined the Indian and the British Army. The Gurkhas played an important role by fighting with the British forces in the World Wars. They fought during the Malayan Emergency, the Brunei Revolt, and also in Burma. In 1974, when Turkey invaded Cyprus, Gurkhas were sent to defend the British sovereign base area. The Gurkhas have also played their role in UN peacekeeping operations in Kosovo, East Timor, and Sierra Leone. Their bravery has brought the Kukri into the light of the world. The Kukri provides insights about the caste system in Nepal. The traditional makers of the Kukri were Vishwakarma and Kami castes, which belong to the lowest level of the caste hierarchy, working under absolutely deplorable conditions with nothing more than an open forge and a handful of tools, most of which they have made themselves. They produce the finest knives in the world. The caste system was codified into law in 1854 by the then Prime Minister of Nepal, who had traveled to Europe and was inspired to classify and document Nepal's caste system according to European legal code. This code divided Nepali community into two castes, the caste whose water is pure and the caste whose water is defiled. This caste system was stratified into five hierarchical categories. The people from the hills placed themselves at the top of the hierarchy and control most of Nepal's social and political power to this day. Below them were the non-enslavable alcohol drinkers and the enslavable alcohol drinkers. Further below the social hierarchy were the impure but touchable castes and the impure and untouchable castes. The Kami and Vishwakarma castes belong to the impure and untouchable category. The Kamis are also called iron smiths. The leather work on the Kukri scabbards is done by the Sarkis, which is another caste in the untouchable category. Religious and cultural significance have been worked into the Kukri. Almost everything about the knife means something. The blood groove is said to be the trident of the Hindu god Shiva, the destroyer. The notch has various meanings, the sun and moon, symbols of Nepal. The sexual apparatus of Hindu gods and goddesses, a cow track because the cow is sacred to the Hindus. The buck cap of the knife is said to resemble the eye of God, always watching, ever seeing. Even the basic curve is said to look like a crescent moon, symbol of Nepal. Many faiths and beliefs are tied to the Kukri. A Kukri, when kept at home, is believed to bring fortune, prosperity, and kill evil spirits. The Kukri is believed to have spiritual power to scare off demons, evils, and nightmares, which is why some people sleep with the Kukri under their pillow.